Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome in. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, the Keystone Sports app, and Keystone Sports Network on Spotify now as well. Dustin Hockensmith and Greg Pickle here, coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Got a good show for you, a Penn State-centric show as always. We're going to start things off looking at some odds that were released in the last week or so to win the Big Ten title, and then some early point spreads in the games of the year category from sportsbooks. I believe, what was it, four betting lines out for Penn State already. Yep. So we're going to break down the Big Ten title odds, where the best money is, what Penn State, how they're being viewed, those odds released by FanDuel late last week. We're going to continue our player profile series, a couple segments on in that regard, where we're just working our way down Penn State's roster numerically, trying to assess each player on it, where they came from, where we think they're going. Ask Greg will be our fourth and final quarter, as it usually is. These are Penn State football and recruiting questions from you guys, submitted through the Keystone Sports app and sponsored by tailgatewine.com. So let's, I'm just going to rattle off just the numbers for starters, Greg. These are odds to win the Big Ten from FanDuel. So obviously Ohio State at the top of the list. I think if you look around out there, the information, you can, Ohio State and Michigan have been pretty much interchangeable depending on how you view both of those teams. In FanDuel's case, they've got Ohio State even money, plus 100 to win the Big Ten, and Michigan at plus 200. And there's a big drop off between those two schools and the rest, and there's not a clear pecking order beyond those two schools either. So it's an interesting year to start for the Big Ten. Wisconsin at plus 1,100 is the third, or they're the third best odds. Penn State there at plus 1,400. Nebraska plus 1,800, which is a testament to Scott Frost and what they believe was momentum late in the 2018 season. Maybe a testament to just the shallow nature of the Big Ten West. Iowa plus 2,300 and Michigan State also plus 2,300. Northwestern and Purdue plus 3,900. Indiana plus 4,200. Minnesota plus 8,500. Maryland plus 15,000. Illinois plus 25,000. Rutgers off the board.
Off the board.
Yeah, off the board. Right. The Rutgers, you know, they might be listed in the American Athletic Association or whatever. So you see, I guess in the middle, the upper middle, is where there might be some opportunity here from a betting perspective. It's also where there's just a lot. There's just a lot of variables.
Right. Yep. No doubt about it. I mean, I think if you like a Big Ten West team to come out, I mean, I would probably be back in Wisconsin at 11-1. They're a little bit interesting. Iowa at 23-1 is a little bit interesting. Nebraska at 18-1 has no interest to me whatsoever. I just think that Scott Frost is probably a good coach and probably a good guy, but I don't think that, you know, there's much. I just don't think they have as much as maybe the odds suggest they do. So I wouldn't be backing them. I would not be backing Penn State at 14-1. I would think I need more like 20 or 25-1, quite frankly. And when you get down that, I mean, Michigan State, Iowa at 23-1, Northwestern, like you said, 39-1. I wouldn't stab at any of these because I think you're probably looking at Ohio State or Michigan winning the Big Ten yet again. And at even money or 2-1, I don't think it's worth a backing. But there are, if you like somebody a little bit down the list, you're going to get paid if you're right.
And I think that is where the problem lies with these. And it's where the opportunity lies, too, is that, you know, some team from the Big Ten West is going to have the opportunity in the Big Ten championship game to play their best game of the year and not only win the Big Ten, they're going to have the opportunity to do that. Not only win the Big Ten, but also just, I would imagine, shake up the college football playoff rankings too, significantly late in the process. And it depends on who you like. So, you know, Wisconsin is just always there. If you're ever going to bet just an old mainstay there, they're the program to bet But Nebraska, I feel a little differently about them. I just think with Adrian Martinez and with Scott Frost being in year two, I think there's a lot of intriguing potential to win the Big Ten West. You combine that with the fact that Wisconsin just never excites me, especially when you're talking about a team with issues at quarterback. I'm just never going to get excited about that. I know what they do, and I know that they're very special what they do. I'm a big fan of Jonathan Taylor. But in this day and age, is having an offensive line and a strong running game, is that enough? Is that enough to – I think it's always enough to win nine games. Is it enough to really be a factor in the Big Ten and to really be a factor on a national level? I just have my doubts about that.
I don't think it is. No, I don't. I'm right there with you. I think that we've seen now that teams just say, okay, we're going to put 10 guys in the box, and if you can beat us with two open receivers, go ahead, but you're probably not going to. And that's been the way to beat Wisconsin the last few years. I understand that they've been recruiting quarterback well, and that's great, but that team, that program, it's just not built for being flashy, being high scoring, being dominant on offense through the air. And I think that's just what you need anymore to win.
I have a lot of confidence and Paul Chris and his ability to reload at the offensive line position too. But if that's going to be the most important unit on your roster, which for Wisconsin, is that not the case? The offensive line is the most important position on their roster.
Yep.
They lost 4 out of 5 starters too. So yeah. I don't know how you're so bullish on Wisconsin that you're gonna stick to. And I think they're above Penn State because of the traffic in the Big Ten East versus the lack of traffic in the Big Ten West. But I'm not buying Wisconsin 11-1. I would buy Nebraska at 18-1. Then you look at Iowa at 23-1. I'm not a big fan of that one either. I'm just not sure. Iowa does its thing, and they have consistently kind of the same themes, which again, offensive line, defensive line, want to have a strong running game. But at the same time, two offensive line starters gone. Your Noah Fant, TJ Hockenson combination is gone. How much do you believe in Nate Stanley as your quarterback? He's shown some good things sometimes.
Nate Stanley, I forgot about him.
Some bad things. So you have an experienced quarterback, and you're going to have a decent run game. And I think that there's good reason to believe that A.J. Epenesa and that defensive line is going to be really good, but you lose 7 defensive starters too. There's a lot of questions, and I think valuing Iowa at a certain level because they have an experienced quarterback, I'm just not buying into that either. I think without question, Nebraska at 18-1, Northwestern at 39-1 is probably the best bet of the group. Purdue, a new quarterback there. They're also at 39-1, but there's some excitement around them. Minnesota, if you're a believer at all in PJ Fleck, which at this point in time I'm not. I'm getting a little tired of his takes on recruiting also. But
the problem with that always is that you can dislike something that kids do. You can dislike how programs handle their business. At the end of the day, you're going to do, just like every other program's going to do, what is needed to get a kid when it comes time to get him. That's just long and short of it. PJ Fleck can have all the opinions in the world, but at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure he would. There it is. He would, do whatever it takes. And if that even means going back on something he previously spoke out against, then sure, yeah, he'll do it. Just to, ensure that his program keeps getting better by getting the kids that he thinks they need to get.
So, yeah, we'll see. I think the general feeling here is that trying to forecast who you believe is the best team in the Big Ten West is the best way to approach betting this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that boils down to, if you think a team is better than they're getting credit for, which I could throw Nebraska in that category, Northwestern's in that category, Purdue, you can discount some of the losses for Iowa and believe that they're going to be right there. What you're paying for is one opportunity to play your best game on a Saturday and shock the world and win the Big Ten. So with that in mind, you're looking for longer money than shorter money. 11-1 for Wisconsin, not a big fan of that. So let me transition. This segment, by the way, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. As you're looking ahead to the 2019 season, which we are right now, we're going to get into some of the Penn State's betting lines for 2019. 3 out of the 4 that were released were on the road, but there is a home game there to consider. GoPSURV.com. Through the month of June, There's still time for both the home opener against Idaho and the second game of the year against Buffalo. You can buy one RV, you get one for free for the same weekend. I don't think you can do a lot better than that if you're looking for a unique sort of alternative experience to taking in a game at Penn State. You can arrive on Friday, you leave on Sunday. You can tailgate the whole weekend. You get bus ride to and from Beaver Stadium, so you don't have to worry about that transportation or parking or none of that mess and nonsense. You can, with this deal, bring twice as many people along for the ride. Everybody who comes gets a free 409 tailgate club meal. The deal is good through the end of June. If you rush, you can get it in time to present it for Father's Day. You can call Mark at 1-800-519-8467, or you can go to gopsurb.com to learn more about this deal and plenty more they have to offer at gopsurb.com. Four betting lines. I'm just going to list these out quick. Penn State at Iowa, -2. Who released the betting lines?
These are Bet Online, I think.
Okay. So these Vegas sportsbook are going to
put... No, it was Golden Nugget. I'm sorry.
Golden Nugget betting lines. These are games of the year. So higher profile games.
Not Penn State, Idaho, not Penn State, Buffalo.
Right. And some of these you could even debate. These are games that are getting early point spreads. Penn State at Iowa on October 12th, -2 in favor of the Hawkeyes. 2 points point favorites Iowa is, which if you just heard me talk about Iowa previously, I think that's nonsense. But Michigan, 4.5 point favorite at Penn State. That's Penn State's home game of this group. That's on October 19th. On October 26th, Penn State goes to Michigan State. Michigan State is a 2 point favorite. And November 23rd, Penn State at Ohio State, a 10.5 point spread there in favor of the Buckeyes. What stands out to you about these 4 point spreads? To me, it's being an underdog to Iowa. I think that's silly.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it has nothing, it's completely about Kinnick Stadium and Penn State playing at Kinnick. And I get that. It's a tough place to play. But Penn State shouldn't be an underdog in that game. I think the other one that caught me off guard was just how big that Ohio State spread was, yeah, too. They have a lot of questions, man, and that's a lot of points for a November game.
Especially in November when, you know, especially if they get an injury at the quarterback position, I got a lot of questions about where they're at. They always are going to lose a lot of personnel. They've got a new head coach who, granted, while Urban Meyer was suspended last year, did a pretty darn good job, and I think there's belief in Ryan Day's ability as an offensive mind to keep this Ohio State team moving in the right direction. But you're right, there's a lot of question marks there, and it's hard to say at this point in time that Ohio State is going to be 10.5 points better than Penn State down the road. I think it just speaks to the Ohio State reputation. It precedes the Buckeyes everywhere they go. You can take a look at all those. I mean, Golden Nugget released the games of the year. FanDuel released the Big Ten odds. Interesting numbers for sure. You'll see them shift a little bit in advance of the season. So we'll be monitoring that as well. We're going to move on for now on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Continue our player profile series with some defensive linemen and an offensive tackle coming up after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.